T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Frank Andrews along with WILK News' Mark Davis, and we're trying to give you as much pertinent information as we can. Now, yesterday, the governor listed 6 counties and said that they are now under what's called shelter in place. One of those is Monroe County, and Bruce Henry is the director of emergency management, and he is on the line with us right now. Bruce, thanks for joining us, sir.
Yes, sir. Not a problem.
See, the reason we want to talk to you is because, you know, Monroe County is under this order, the one county in our area. And we are curious, what does it mean? How has things changed for you up there?
Well, actually, it's limited the amount of traffic. There's very few cars on the road. The parking lots are pretty well empty. Most of the stores are closed, with the exception of grocery stores and gas stations, things like that. It's pretty easy to get around at this point.
Now, you know, I was curious, if you see somebody, if your police officers or whatever see somebody out jogging, do you have to stop them and say go home?
At this point, that's not an issue. You can do outside activities like that. The only thing they're suggesting is keeping the 6-foot distance between you and other people.
Now, Bruce, was this a tough order for Monroe County? I mean, did this hit you guys hard, or are you glad for it? Does it help?
We kind of expected it. We thought it was coming because of the way that our numbers have been climbing. We started out kind of slowly, but then when New York got hit as hard as they have, we have an awful lot of commuters that come from the city up to the Poconos, and they make Monroe County their home. So we've kind of expected it would really jump our numbers when that started happening, and that's exactly what it did.
In light of that, and you see what's happening in New York, are you guys ramping up contingency plans for if the numbers do spike? You're currently at 45, but as you know, New York's are off the charts.
Yeah, and that's basically, as I say, there's the people that are working in the city are still coming back and forth every day, so a lot of it is coming that way. And, we're anticipating the numbers are going to keep growing.
That question came up during the Secretary of Health's news conference at 2 o'clock this afternoon. There was a question from WNEP that they read at the news conference asking the Secretary of Health if there are any contingency plans for them to try to stop that flow. But really, there's not much you can do about the people that live in the Poconos but work in New York and New Jersey, right?
No, and that's the problem that we're having right now. Because if it was just local people that we could keep sheltered, it wouldn't be a big problem. But right. There's several buses running every day that are full, and they're going back and forth on a daily basis.
And we had questions in the bus traffic. Is there any screening? Is there any kind of special precautions that are being taken?
Not that I'm aware of. The problem that we're seeing with some of this is it's the If they were to get infected, from 2 days, 2 or 3 days to a couple of weeks. So they might have been contaminated 10 days ago, and they still wouldn't show any symptoms at this point.
Right, and the bus company is doing the best they can with sanitizing the buses, but that traffic on any given day can be rather substantial between the Poconos and New York City.
Absolutely. I don't know what they're running now, but on a normal day, they run, you know, a couple dozen buses constantly back and forth. So it's a big business in this area.
So when you said that traffic is really, you know, quiet, the people who are on the road, do they have to have the letter from Homeland Security saying that they're allowed to be?
No. One of the exceptions is for food and medication, things like that. You're allowed to go out for that. So The grocery stores are fairly busy, and like everywhere else, they're sold out of milk and bread and toilet paper and paper towels and all the essentials of life.
How about your first responders? Do you feel like you have the equipment you need? And what about the Pocono Medical Center? Everything set up there?
At this point, we actually got a shipment on Friday of protective equipment for our first responders. All the hospitals in the county had their equipment delivered to them over the weekend. It's still running short. We don't have any abundance or any extra, but we do have a supply for a few days at this point.
Well, Bruce, I want to thank you for joining us. Be safe up there. Anything we can ever do to help you, let us know. We'll get you on the air right away.
Very good, and thank you so much.
My pleasure. Bruce Henry, Monroe County.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.